I like that music.
We know anything with a strong guitar sound in it. When Eisenhower's in, play some with a strong guitar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or banjo. Anything, any kind of six-string instrument.
Well, my roommate up in NAU in 1973 is a terrific guitar player, and yesterday on Facebook he printed a photo of a ticket stub from Travelodge Theater back in the 70s. That was where concerts were held.
And Flagstaff?
No, down here in Phoenix.
Okay.
He attended a B.B. King concert and was in like the third row, and he still has his ticket stub. And after the concert, he said he gave B.B. King a hug and asked for his guitar pick, which he also printed next to that little ticket stub. And he's just a good friend of mine, great guitar player. So, yes, we are guitar nuts, a few of us. Just love to play.
And I know your guitar hero is Clapton. Do you have the Clapton B.B. King collective album? That's a fun
absolutely.
One.
That's a great album.
Well, we're here to talk about your trees. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We start this segment with Ricky calling from Phoenix. I think he's ready to chop down a palm tree. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, and it's a she, Ricky.
Sorry, ma'am. I apologize.
That's okay.
I'll go fire our call screener after this segment.
You do that.
So you've got a date palm that's too messy. Tell us about it.
It's probably 40 feet tall. There's actually like three trees that come out of the trunk. So, and I didn't even know what it was when I moved in, but now that it's, I guess, the season, it's messier than heck. And when I look up, there are just bunches and bunches. I don't know what you call them, clusters of dates.
Mm-hmm.
There's thousands. So if I was to have a tree guy come out and cut them down, does that help that long-term, or is that just for the season, or is there anything I can do so it doesn't keep?
Yeah, they are seasonal. They produce dates once a year, and then April every year, we recommend that you have those removed. You want to be sure that you don't get them too soon because they emerge over about a month-long period. So if you start taking dates out around the 15th of May, that's usually after the last seed pods have emerged, and you should get them all in one trimming. But, yeah, you need to do that once a year. Otherwise, if you let it go this long into June, July, August, those dates will mature and get big and fat and start to drop off and make a terrific mess below your tree. So, yeah, sometime in late May, early June, best to take those dates out at that time. And then you'll have to do it every year. That's one of the maintenance headaches with all palm trees is they produce seed pods and dates, and they need to be taken out once a year.
Now, we don't cover costs a lot on the radio. It's too hard to know the situation. Every home's different. Every tree's different. Every circumstance is different. With that said, I'm going to ask you a pricing question. What can I expect if I'm have a date palm and I'm keeping it, or a palm? What's an annual trimming going to set me back on average per tree?
Again, I'm going to refuse to answer your question.
I know.
No, and not because I don't want to give you a range of price, which I can.
It's too hard.
But I want to say it has to do with the location of the tree, how long the dates have been left in the tree. See, that date palm, if we trimmed it now, would be double the cost it would be in May, because the dates mature in size, and those date clusters are no longer 15 pounds. Now they're 100 pounds.
And you have a disposal cost on the weight.
The weight alone, we put large tarps underneath the trees, drop the clusters of dates down, and this time of year they explode like a bomb, and there's 100 pounds of dates for every cluster, and there's sometimes 12 clusters on each tree. So you have nearly a half ton of debris that comes off of one of those date palms. So in August, yes, we charge, $100 to trim one of those trees, whereas in May it might cost you $60 or $80.
Okay, so very good. Pricing is just too hard.
If it's in the backyard too, and it's near a pool, and the dates have gone all over, and we got to skim the pool when we're done, and clean up the flower bed, and pick up all those little dates which exploded and went everywhere, it's a lot more expensive if we have to a big cleanup job.
Let's bring Tom in next.
Good morning.
Talk about his red push pistache. Good morning, sir.
Hi. I'm actually been fairly concerned just because of the dryness of the air and such. So I'm not sure if I've overwatered my pistache myself. About every 2 weeks, I've been doing a really slow, deep watering, and where it's going 6 to 8 hours, where I do it overnight. Mm-hmm. The leaves have turned fairly pale in color. But one other thing that's happened is on some of the very ends, the leaf at the very end of the branch are turning kind of a dark brown about halfway up. And as it gets closer towards the tree, they turn green.
Well, hang tight. That sound means we're going to the bottom of the hour news break, so we'll get caught up with local news, traffic, and weather, be back, and walk through that problem.